WGS 306. Is it mean to call something Hoosier?
I don't think so, but I'm a Hoosier. So
yeah, I mean, coming from South Roxana, Wilson Street, I feel legit. I feel like I can.
You got cred.
I got cred. I got white trash cred. But today I went to Denny's over by Bethesda, visiting my hospice patient, and I think Denny's is Hoosier, and I love it. And I love that it's Hoosier. I love the moons over my hammy. I love the Grand Slam. I love that it's cheap. I love that it's laid back.
What makes it Hoosier, though?
Like, it's not like an upscale breakfast place.
Well, no.
It's Denny's. 24 hours. Like, Waffle House is Hoosier.
What about IHOP? It's kind of the same as Denny's.
I have a complicated relationship with IHOP.
Oh.
As a child, we went all the time, and I loved it. And the last few times I've been as a grown-up, I didn't love it.
Really?
No.
I love going there.
Yeah, no.
Have not been
and
there
the
in so
IHOP
long.
Thing really pissed me off.
Mm. So, the burger thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're, man, those CineStack pancakes are amazing. Yeah, good cheesecake.
Anything that you
too.
Guys would consider Hoosier that you love?
I mean, everything?
Yeah, I mean,
everything about my life.
I don't really.
I'd rather eat Blue Box Kraft mac and cheese. I would eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day if I wasn't so darn lazy.
Like, you could make that happen. You? Yeah, you could.
Well, I can't
that's
have
a dream
too much,
you can attain.
I can't have too much cheese in the house because of my wife's allergy, but that's the big thing that stops me from eating it all day, every day.
Is that even real cheese?
Yeah, I think you're safe.
I mean, I'm serious. Is it?
It yes,
it's good no matter what, because I grew up eating it, too. It's awesome.
It's processed cheese, but I mean, let me put it this way. Even if it's not cheese in the literal sense, it has milk in it.
I gotcha, yeah.
Not
yeah.
to just pry into your personal life, but please. You mean that literally? Like, you can't have cheese in the house?
Yeah, so when you cook macaroni and cheese, that steam that comes off,
that's
that
really interesting.
Filled with cheese, milk, everything
oh,
else.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it will actually, like, you know, it can it just having it in the house cooking or whatever
what
can
a
be
dickhead.
A huge problem.
Yeah.
It's extremely unfortunate.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
she ever have a problem, like, going to a restaurant with that?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep. On occasion. Sometimes if we're, like, in a public space and just somebody has, like, food delivered or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we were all hanging out in the studio or whatever and we had, like, a food drop come in of, like, a bunch of, you know, pizzas or, you know, cheesy pastas or something like that. Yeah, that would be something that she could not
if she were just
abide.
To sit down and eat a cheesy meal, would she be a goner?
She would die, yeah.
Wow.
Very quickly.
Well, and she can also, like, if, let's say I was like, oh, it's a vegan milkshake, can't she, like, take a little bit of the milkshake and, like, rub it on her wrist or something?
Yeah, that's the big trick. So we'll test it. So she can, like, again, if there's, like, something that's a little suspect and she's not sure about, she can take a chunk of it and, like, rub it on her wrist. And if her skin starts getting really itchy, if it gets, like, red and hivey and itchy where she put the thing, then we know that has an allergen of some sort.
Which is why you don't like Flippy the robot, because you don't trust Flippy to not cross-contaminate.
I don't trust Flippy to, number one, not just...
use the same spatula?
Yeah, exactly. There can't be any cross-contamination. You know, when we go to somewhere that has a lot of cross-contamination, like let's say we go to Pickleman's, for example. Pickleman's, the sandwich shop down by SLU, very good about this. Pickleman's, we go in there and we say, hey... can you change gloves? Can you grab a fresh knife or whatever out of your little knife drawer? They're very good about doing that because, you know, can you take the rag and kind of wipe off the staging area where you're prepping all the food?
Hmm.
They're very kind about that. And most places are. We've encountered a few places.
What about
that are
mass
not so nice.
Production places like McDonald's? Do they even just look at you like you're crazy?
No, they do great. They do very now.
Interesting.
A lot of times you'll say no cheese and then the cheese goes on there anyway, which having worked at a place like that when I worked at Ed Woody's, I actually kind of get it because you'd think like, oh, you're not putting cheese on it. That's easier. I'm saving you a step. But you get into like autopilot with that stuff and you just like you don't even think about it. Suddenly you've put cheese on it and shipped it out the door and you don't even really think about it.
I took your suggestion last night and for the first time in my life I had Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, is it
really
good?
Yeah.
You never had it before?
I never had it before.
B-dubs really?
I live a weird life.
B-dubs is nothing but solid.
Yeah.
Straight up solid.
Good wings.
What did you
good
get?
Wings.
Just wings.
Like the bone in?
Bone-in wings.
Buffalo style?
Sort of like going to a steakhouse. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a ribeye. Mm-hmm. I'm going to test you with a ribeye, and then we'll go from there. And for a wing place, just give me the drummies.
I've not had, I usually go boneless. Great fries there, also, I'll say.
Yeah.
Solid burgers. Haven't had a bad thing at...
Cool.
Now, if you're getting it delivered, obviously.
Uh-oh, Rach is excited about something.
I just remembered it's 2 days till I get to go to Chili's.
You are
so good. What are you getting?
The triple dipper, bro.
There you go. You've been scouting.
Yeah, triple dipper.
Triple dipper.
I'm such a fool. Triple dipper is great.
What's a triple dipper?
It is almost like a sample platter of sorts. It's got three generous portions of appetizers on there. I don't think you're not getting the skillet queso, right?
No, I'm getting the fried mozzarella. I'm getting the Nashville hot chicken crispers, and I'm getting the big mouth bites, which are sliders.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
and maybe I'll go with you.
Getting a nice diet Coke.
That sounds nice.
I'd love
to
have you there, Dave.
Sounds
they
good.
Serve you the sodas there in a Stein mug. It is
nice.
I would go with you, but I'm going to be in Lawrence, Kansas, pretending to be cooler than I am.
Yeah, that's
Dad's
a good play.
Weekend.
He'll be doing trick shots with beer pong.
You guys should go to Chili's. Go to the Lawrence, Kansas
and then
Chili's.
FaceTime.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So frustrating.
Phoebe, hear me out. I know you have a party that you want us to go to. But
Phoebe Glover is the worst planner in the world. And so I have no idea. I have no idea what's happening. I made reservations at a really nice place that I know she likes for a late lunch. But she could be like, Dad, I'm not just going to Mass Fish House with you. You know, I mean...
Is she the worst planner, or is she just 19 and she's too cool to plan?
Yeah, no. It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think it's a college age thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wouldn't expect that much more out of her at 19, but I mean, it's Dad's weekend, so you'd think, and here's the thing. She's in the sorority, and the sorority has a million things planned, but she's sort of like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
That's lame.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
Did you do the Dad's weekend thing for your daughter?
No, I don't think we did that. I mean, there was like a parents' weekend or something, and we did that once. And basically, at that point, she was like, "Yeah, you guys don't need to bother anymore. Just I'll come home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and come get me
dads,
in the spring."
Some dads are going Friday night and staying Friday night, Saturday night, and going home Sunday. And I'm just driving on Saturday and coming home Saturday because there are no hotel rooms, and I'm feeling bad. But I don't think she wants me there for 2 days. And I don't blame her.
I'd say your instincts are probably correct.
Yeah.
Last thing I wanted in college was my parents showing up. I was like, yep, you guys don't have to come down. It's fine.
Yeah, maybe I'm doing it the right way then.
I think you are. I think you understand the situation very well.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't.
Right. That's exactly right.
But a couple hours is perfect.
Half the day.
This is my dad. He's got tattoos. He's funny.
Yeah, and then by the time it's time for them to go have their Saturday night college fun, you're on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of dads that are like those dads. Like, they're buying everyone shots, and they're wasted. And Nick had this one. I love his buddy. And his dad is a big partier. And so it was Dad's weekend, and we couldn't get into bars because of this kid's dad. They're like, all of you can come in, but this guy can't come in because he was just so in the bag.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang, dude.
So you don't want to be that guy?
No.
That guy.
Yeah, I don't think I have it in me to be that guy, even if I tried.
Yeah, I don't think
Although I drink so infrequently, I can see taking a couple of shots and being that guy.
You'll be Frank the Tank.
Yeah, such a lightweight at this point.
We should go to Chili's.
Going drinking in the quad!
They have the tripper dipper! Rachel's having it now. Watch out, Dexter.
Look at that mozzarella sticks.
I will send a text to the group chat of my
It'll look great.
I'm excited.
Chili's is good.
I'm mostly dreading driving in the rain both ways.
Is it supposed to rain all weekend?
Yeah. Just Saturday.
Oh, okay.
All day and all night Saturday.
Yep. No fun. Do not like.
Gonna do it live right now.
Is that a tripper dipper?
No one can stop me. I'm gonna do a tripper dipper from BioBalance Health. I came so close to Counting Crows not being my favorite band because of this song.
Oh, you don't like this song?
I don't like the song. I like it more than I ever have, but when I first heard it, I just didn't like it. And I'm just like, I hate this new band. And now they're like my favorite band.
Wow.
Great story, Dave.
Yeah, good job.
Someone should make that into a movie.
Way to get paid. Say you don't judge a book by its cover.
Mm.
Totes rips.
Don't judge a band by their only hit.
Yeah, true.
Is that their only hit? Like radio hit?
No.
Did they have other like not that, charting hits, but not like that one?
Not like that one.
Right. Long December was a big hit.
Yeah,
hit, I think.
True.
Courtney Cox in the music video.
Oh, she was in a lot of music videos.
I believe she had a relationship with Adam Duritz for
I think everyone did. I think I did.
Time. Yeah.
Oh, did you?
I think I just forgot about it.
You tell. Wasn't he buddies with a lot of people in L.A., like like actors? And
yes.
Was it... there's somebody, one of the famous ones that died young. Was it River Phoenix that he was buddies with?
Don't know.
Mm.
Probably.
I want to say he and a couple other people might have been there at the Viper Room that night. Didn't I was watching a documentary.
He was like 17. Was he older than that?
No, he was older than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no faster way for me to think you're cool than to be like, yeah, I lived in L.A. Like, yeah. That just works on me. Every time I'm like, whoa, cool.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I get it. Or New York.
Yeah.
It seems like you have to be my superior
yes.
to have lived in neither of those places.
Midwestern selves.
Mm-hmm. Even Chicago. Like when Ranji talks about living in Chicago, I'm like, you're cool. And then I'm like, oh, that's Ranji.
Sorry, I laughed too hard at that.
Stairway?
Sure. So I saw this is a science-based article. It was not a series of questions that people were asked. It wasn't a survey. It was a science-based article that basically said that the midlife crisis is a myth.
Hmm.
That it's not actually a thing. That it's different for every person at different times. They said one of the things that they said at the conclusion of it was, we actually need to start paying more attention to younger generations with crises, you know, at that point, because it's changing, the dynamics change. But they used to believe that it was like a U curve, right? You're happy, happy, happy. And then as you get in your middle age, you're at your lowest, you're at your unhappiest. And then as you get older, you would get happy, happy, happy again. That was the belief. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, no, that's not really a thing. That's not something. And it's one of those things that it sounds like it made sense when you think about it,
mm-hmm.
but nobody had ever really studied it.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, oh, middle-aged guy gets a Camaro. He must be having a midlife. But sometimes what I found, and this is what I wanted to bring up with this conversation, was what's perceived by other people as a midlife crisis is sometimes just your first opportunity to do a cool crap.
True.
Right? Mm-hmm. When do you typically have the combination of money, time, because, you know, by the time, like, I'm 52, by the time I'm 52, I don't have a kid at home. Some people do that start later, but I mean, like, traditionally, that would be the time your kids are out of the house. Maybe they're on their own and they have a job, you know, when you're in your mid to late 40s and early 50s. And again, it's different for everybody, which is kind of the point of the study. But it to me, it always was something that's like, why would you assume a negative when really it's just opportunity? Like when you're in your 20s, you don't have the money sometimes to go to all the big football games or to buy the sports car you've wanted or whatever. And you may not have the time to do a lot of things you do. So now all of a sudden, when you have the time to do it, now you're supposedly in crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's like me getting my hair pieced last week.
Right. It's just time.
It's finally day.
You finally have the means, the time.
Yeah. This is coming across a bit defensive from Mr. Camaro.
A little bit, but I don't mind
I'm
the jokes.
I'm not in a midlife crisis.
No, like, the jokes are fine. Like, those are funny.
The red-haired lady doth protest too much,
I think. But it's just one of those interesting things to me that we always have assumed are true because people, they seemed true. They seem to make sense. But we don't ask, like, is it really true?
To me, what makes sense... Go ahead, Rich.
Well, I was going to say, like, don't you also think humans have a tendency to kind of, like, kick each other back down if we're climbing up a little too high? So it's like, hey,
look who got a Camaro.
Yeah.
I think that person in middle age is having a little too much fun.
They must be having a hard time.
Yeah, they must be going through a crisis.
I guarantee you I thought that about somebody when I was 30.
Yeah.
Because I was jealous. Because I wanted their Camaro. I wanted that
What
car.
I think is true is the sandwich generation that, like, for me, I still have a fairly young daughter who's in college, dependent upon me, at least financially. And then I was just taking care of my mom.
Right.
That's tough.
Yes.
When you have two generation, one below you, one above you, dependent upon you.
Right. And that's kind of what was interesting about the study that was done is how it is different for everybody based on circumstance. Right.
Sure.
So what you're talking about, that's difficult when you've got financial obligations, and anything to deal with illnesses in your immediate family is going to always be difficult. It's not about your age. It's about what time. Now, again, thinking about it old school, when the idea of a midlife crisis came along, it was probably around that same time when your parents are getting older
and when your kids are still under your roof a little bit, and then as soon as it gets out of that, there's your chance to kind of do stuff because you're coming out of what's difficult, and it's not so much that you're feeling the pressure there, is that it's your opportunity. Does that make am I making sense in that?
Totally.
I thought it was really cool because it's a different way of looking at things that, you know, you might have your crisis at 80 and you might have it when you're 25.
I'm not a big dancer.
Okay.
But I'm a musician and I vibe. Like on stage, I vibe. When I play drums, I vibe. I'm listening to music, I vibe. And I think I vibe the same way I did when I was young. But in another 15 years, I'm going to vibe like this. Why does that, right? Thank you. Why does that, yeah, this one. Why does that happen?
It doesn't happen.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
Good.
You're imagining something.
Okay. Keep talking.
Yeah, you just, you know, be yourself. It'll come naturally.
Dave Murray's like, I'm cool. I'm just as cool as I ever was. I'm cool.
That's right.
Well, I feel better.
You know how cool I was today?
What'd you do?
I'm up on the roof cleaning solar panels by myself. That's how cool I am.
Look at you.
That sounds like work.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's fun work. It's like a chainsaw. It's just as much fun.
What's fun about it?
Oh, because you get to see views that you normally don't see. They needed to be cleaned. It's just fun. You're up there by yourself. It's great.
I can see the being on the roof part being fun. I always like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You listening to music up there?
No, because I'm too afraid of falling off the roof.
If you get too vibey, you're going to fall.
He'll start dancing.
Yeah, you don't want to be dancing on the roof going, whoa.
Break dancing.
Yeah, so to speak.
Fall on a solar panel. So how do those solar panels treat you?
I love them. Hmm. It is maybe the best investment I've made, you know, with something physical.
Yeah.
That's on your house. It paid for, now I also have a battery, so we store our energy. Mm-hmm. But thanks to government rebates and stuff, it paid for itself in about a year and a half.
Nice.
And now my electric bill for a year is about, last year it was $2.50.
Lord.
For the year?
For the year. For the year. And that's running AC at times. And, you know, now granted, out here, you don't have to run the AC much. You don't run the heat a lot. But, you know, use a lot less electricity compared to when we were living in St. Louis.
Oh, he's just dunking on us.
I know,
but
man.
It's great. You know, no, it's a different environment. It's just different.
Just better in every way.
Yeah, it's just a
better. Well, no, it's not. It's definitely not. Got to remember who the governor is and some of the other.
Well, you got earthquakes. We don't have those.
That's true. That's fires.
There you go.
Fires go.
Now I feel better.
Going on right now.
I think Andrew could be the governor of California, and I'd live in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
I think I'd do a better job than Newsom, am I right, Dave Murray?
Well, yeah. I think one of my dogs could.
Yeah.
That's not an insult on you, Andrew.
I was going to say, I don't know if that's an insult or not.
You got nailed twice.
No. Yeah, that got two people. That was a double backhanded swipe.
Andrew, it could be my damn dog.
You got the Ken doll and Andrew.
Wait a second.
I'd probably rather have the dog.
Dave, first things first, how bad am I going to be driving to Lawrence, Kansas and back on Saturday?
It's going to be wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be like the rains that we just came off of earlier in the week.
All I need to hear.
It's going to be wet. I mean, you can handle it. You won't even have the top down
like,
on your
like,
Jeep.
Like the rain that we had, what day was it? Whenever we just had that rain, driving in was miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember that, guys? It was just like, and I'm typically pretty good in the weather, but it was just like, oh, my God, if I had to do this for a few hours.
It was election day.
Tuesday. It was.
Yeah.
Right.
It was. Yep.
Yeah, because I got onto 44, and like 44 is a pretty chill highway, especially in the city. Like,
it's the best.
But it was backed up.
It is the best.
Yeah, it is. But it was backed up for like the first time ever. It was, I mean, let me complain about zero traffic, but.
No, this storm is much faster moving. It'll be in and out. It will maybe, I gotta say the general amount might be about a half inch of rain. There could be some areas up to an inch, but most of us probably see about a half inch. We can handle that.
Obviously that's more water, but will it affect the flooding we're having in a significant way?
No, it won't because it is so fast. It will keep the levels most, with the exception of the Merrimack, especially around Arnold area, Fenton area, the rivers have basically crested. The new rain will kind of hold them steady for a little bit, and then they'll start to fall.
Okay.
The big river is falling quickly right now. Darting Creek is falling quickly.
Okay. How else are we looking for the week?
Yep. Tomorrow looks great. Mostly sunny skies, 62. Periods of rain. Friday evening, Friday night will be dry. So for the Friday night football games, all the other action going on, that's dry. Saturday, periods of rain, couple of spot thunderstorms. And I want to focus more on the afternoon than the morning.
Mm-hmm.
60 degrees, periods of rain Saturday night, but it's out of here on Sunday, partly sunny and nice, 65. And I think we do that again for the holiday on Monday, Veterans Day.
All right.
I have something. Hold on. I have a weather-related thing in my show prep here. I wanted to run it by Dave. Someone asked meteorologist why 60 degrees seems colder in the fall than it does in the spring. The four main reasons are humidity, the wind chill, the ground is colder in the fall, and it takes time to acclimate. Is that crap?
Each person looks at it differently, feels differently. I do think that a 60-degree day depends on clouds, depends on sun. You know, it depends on everything else, no matter what season. I think some people will think maybe it's looking forward, you know, in the spring, 60 degrees, you're coming out of winter. Oh, this feels good.
Yeah.
60 degrees in the fall is like, oh, we're going into winter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think there's some of the psychological stuff going on there, too.
What do you, out there in the beach, how cold's it got to be at night for you to turn the furnace on?
In the 50.
Good man. I like it.
I don't like turning the furnace on.
Yeah, I don't either. It's unnatural.
I don't like the first furnace smell.
Yeah, that's
the first day.
Feels like it's going to kill you.
Yes.
Probably will eventually.
Is this what carbon monoxide smells
right.
like?
I have to do that. I have to. And you have to do that once, and you have to do it on a halfway decent day so you can have the windows
open. Yeah, dissipate
that
smell.
Stuff out.
Yep.
Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, Thanksgiving is only 3 weeks away.
It's nuts.
And after that comes Christmas. A lot of people think it's too early for Christmas, but New York City's Rockefeller Christmas tree has been cut down. It was cut from a residence in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's 74 feet tall and weighs 11 tons. It's a Norway spruce, and it arrives in New York on November 9th, Saturday.
Nice.
The tree will be lit during the December 4th broadcast of Christmas in Rockefeller Center, and it will remain lit until mid-January. So all you Christmas haters, get over it. It's
happening. Why'd you look at me?
The tree is always spectacular, but I always have a little bit of a problem of cutting something that big down.
I agree with that, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Just for our own enjoyment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever
I understand Christmas trees in people's homes because they're grown for that.
Mm-hmm.
This tree is like, I have grown for the last 100 years.
Yeah.
I'm spectacular.
I'm with Dave on this 100%.
Yep. Have you ever gone to see the Redwoods, Dave?
I have. Long time ago. I mean, when I was a kid.
Okay. I didn't know if that's really close to everything
Laguna
else.
Beach?
I don't know.
You got
Kevin?
Redwoods in
no,
Laguna
that's,
Beach?
That's north.
I don't know.
No,
Kevin.
I do not.
You're having a rough segment.
I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
I'm not the governor.
If you were governor of California, you would know exactly where it is.
Once I get in office, that's day two or three. Yeah.
That's why the dogs get the job, because the dogs know.
They knew that.
Learn they know where all
the
stuff are.
Yeah, dogs always know where the trees are.
All right, speaking of the holidays, a new survey from ShipStation shows that 28% of Gen Z plans to spend upwards of $1,000 this holiday season. That's the highest of any age group. Older generations, meanwhile, expect to spend between $250 and $500 on non-essential holiday items. 22% of baby boomers fall into this range.
Are these presents or non-presents?
I think it's non-essential items, so I think it's decorations, maybe new outfits, and then also presents.
Have you guys shopped for Christmas, artificial Christmas trees recently?
No.
Woo. No.
Whoa,
been a few years for me.
Lot?
Oh, $400 or $500 minimum for a...
What are you getting, the balsam?
They're pretty nice, though.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I don't remember what ours was because we got the Costco one that's pre-lit. It's so nice.
I got I got mine from Lowe's for like $100.
Yeah.
It's nice.
How are you not doing lives for Costco?
I don't know.
He should be one of the Costco guys.
Yes.
He brings the
Going tonight. I bet you there's, all the Christmas stuff there tonight.
Get a double chunk chocolate cookie.
You guys want a new Christmas tree? I'll get you a Christmas tree.
Costco
Santa.
Have a hot dog tonight?
I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, it'll probably end up being my dinner there, but I don't know. I like some of their pre-prepared stuff, so may do that and just throw it in the oven.
You ever get a roaster?
Every time.
Do you?
Every time, because you can always use a roaster.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Don't they pay you like $10 just to take a roaster?
I wish. I mean, they're only $5.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What story do we want to do next? 3 out of 4 states rejected recreational marijuana this election season. Voters in Florida, North Dakota, and South Dakota voted down efforts to legalize cannabis. Nebraska was the only state with a measure on the ballot that was approved. Now, in Florida, 56% of voters did vote for legalizing cannabis, but that's short of the 60% needed to pass the bill.
I saw here that there were some burgs that were trying to say you can't have a dispensary.
I saw that, too.
And they all got shot down.
Yeah, that's interesting stuff. Let's see.
Stoners vote.
Stoners and who else? Who's the seniors vote, right?
Yeah, senior stoners are hell on wheels.
Man, don't want to get those two crossed.
Amazon has launched drone delivery in the largest metro area ever. This is in Arizona, the West Valley of the Phoenix metro area in Arizona. This is the 10th largest metro area in the nation. So this is the largest metro area they've launched drone delivery. Items that weigh under 5 pounds can be delivered by drone in under an hour, according to Amazon. And customers will have access to 50,000 everyday essentials like beauty items, office supplies, and tech supplies that are eligible for this drone service.
I'm so dying by having a crock pot fall on my head from an Amazon drone. Wouldn't that just be perfect?
Yeah.
30,000 feet in the air.
Some kid has a Barbie head delivered and they think that it decapitated me. Like, oh, that's just a Barbie head.
All right, one more headline here. Starbucks is to start handwriting customers' names on their drink orders again. And in order to do this, the CEO says they need to find 200,000 Sharpies in order to make this happen. They said it's not as easy as just going into a Staples and purchasing some Sharpies, so they are on the hunt for that level or that number of Sharpies. They also announced that self-serve sugar stations will return and customers won't be charged for non-dairy milk.
What's the thing with the names? Why would it need to be manually written?
I think they just want to bring it back to a more of a personalized human touch. Now if you go to Starbucks, they just print your name on the receipt and slap it on the side of the cup. They want to bring it back to the old times where it felt like more of a local coffee shop.
Yeah, but don't
write your name.
You know, once you go to a particular Starbucks, don't the people get to know you?
Yeah, I would think so.
I go in, they say, hey, Dave, how you doing?
I had a friend named Rick who the first time into his local said his name was Delawicious. And so he would walk in and they'd all yell Del.
Like, Del!
Del!
Thank you, Dave.
All right.
Want some fun facts?
Yes, please.
There's a German word specifically for the weight you gain from overeating when you're depressed.
Farvergnügen.
Nope, Kummerspeck. And it literally translates to grief bacon.
Grief bacon, eh?
That's so weird.
Now, I can't relate. I have the opposite. When I'm upset, I starve. When I'm happy, I eat.
Oh.
How about you guys?
I just eat.
I've been so upset that I haven't eaten, but generally, like, if I'm a little stressed, like,
what's
election night, I eat. If there's, like, candy there, if there's sugar or carbs.
I love that story. Can you tell that? I mean, I think it's a cute story.
Oh, like, did I tell this off the air?
Yeah.
On election night, I had two hits. I had one at 6:15 and one at 7:45. And then I was just kind of chilling in between then in Studio A, which is this little studio connected to the KMOX studio. And I would just get up and go out and get handfuls of sour Skittles and Starburst and stuff my face.
Nice.
While Michael and Megan are like...
Working?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like informing St. Louis about the election. And I'm just like, num, num, num.
That's cute. The head football coach at the University of Michigan from 1897 to 1899 quit to prospect for gold in Alaska. He was successful and struck it rich in 1908 and became very wealthy.
Nice.
So he's the only one that ever went out to find gold who got rich and made it successful.
He was one of them.
I just picture all of them going, I'm just going to have to find it.
They talk weird.
Yeah.